first drink of the day. The first drink of the day. The first drink of the day. The first drink of the day.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Football Podcast Show number 104. Hey, that big number, that one that we all love. A few hundred
muted applause,
yeah, but a few 104 facts for you.
Oh, you got some this time?
I do, yes. 104 caps for Denmark. Current Swansea manager Michael Laudrup.
Good.
Legend. Sorry. Not so legendary, but 104 caps for Liechtenstein. Mario Frick.
Who?
Striker.
Exactly. I believe the word frick or something similar was said 104 times last night by Roberto Mancini to the officials. Something along those lines. And I've got a bit of a question for you. There's a number of players who made 104 appearances in the Premier League. Which of these do you think is the best? And just give me a yes or no answer if you think they were any good. Ulysses de la Cruz.
Not very good.
Not very good. Anyone else? No, I think that's universal. Yeah. Tony Cotton.
He weren't too bad.
He was alright, yeah. Keeper. Man City goalkeeper. Jesper Gronkjaer.
Hit and miss.
Yeah.
Brian Gunn, and bear in mind we're not talking about management.
Legends.
He played 104 in the Premier League.
104 games in the Premier League. Chris Kouamia. Somehow. And my mum's old next door neighbour and the boy she used to babysit as a child, Mike Whitlow.
Yeah.
Anyone remember Mike Whitlow? No, you wouldn't. He was pretty rubbish. But he played for Leeds and then Leicester and Bolton.
Yeah.
And my mum used to babysit him.
Oh, there you go.
So there you go. That's an interesting story. Let's start off then where we always do. Stand out and stand down performances of the week. Dan Silva.
There's been a few, hasn't there? There's been a few this week. We going both?
Go wherever you want to, Daniel.
I mean, you've got to look at Palace, haven't you? Really.
Can we just say Sean Miller isn't here today because he's suffering from altitude sickness from being so high in the table.
I think this is probably the most upset he'll have ever been to not be and make it down to the
hope that by the time he's next year they're like 6th or 7th. Not for any malice against Palace, which I quite like because it rhymes, but
absolutely
just for Sean.
Obviously a magnificent win for them last night, 5-0, and now top of the league.
Mm.
Which I don't think Sean really knows what to do with himself.
Well, it was the battle of the new managers, wasn't it? Two appointments, I think, that were both made since our last show. Mick McCarthy to Ipswich and old Ian Holloway to Palace.
Mick McCarthy had just been announced just before the last show.
Yeah.
Mentioned it on the last show.
Oh, well, clearly it's going quite well for Mick. Just as it has been for Ipswich. But Ian Holloway, it's quite nice. I heard
Ipswich got a win on the weekend, didn't they?
They beat Birmingham 1-0.
Actually,
yeah,
they've won at Birmingham.
Yeah, well. Sorry about that then, Mick. I know he's a keen listener of the show.
Yeah.
Now it's laying down. But Ian Holloway, I heard one of the main reasons he's moved to Palace is he's got kids with
Holloway, deaf and blind.
Ian Holloway, deaf and blind, yes.
Not blind, they're just deaf. He's got three deaf girls.
Three deaf girls, and deaf. They're at school in London, which is the main reason he took the job. But
I thought they were all down in the West Country. Did he move?
They're at school in London. So to move from a mid-table side in Blackpool to top of the league to Palace has worked out quite nicely.
It's a bit like the Eddie Howe situation. Well, don't know if it was anything other than the fact that he just wanted to be near his family, but yeah.
Good result for Blackpool as well, though.
Yeah.
They were post Ian Holloway. They won last night as well.
Yeah, by no means is it looking too grim, but any standouts?
I'm going to give you my standout.
Steve Clark, West Brom manager.
West Brom manager, there we go.
Absolutely
Jim.
Doing a bit.
He's just remembered because a minute ago when I said any standout performances, he went,
well, no, it's just getting a bit boring, so I thought you need to liven up.
Well, anyway, I'm going to cut off Jim.
Liven up then, Jim. Beat your normal arse yourself.
My performance of the week was Scunthorpe winning 4-1 at Walsall. After their shocking start to the season. Massive result for Brian Lords with his first league game back in charge.
Yeah.
After a poor result against Gillingham, I believe, at the weekend, wasn't it?
Well, you say poor result. I think think that was on the cards anyway. They're a league above Gillingham, but they're not very good. So,
can we add Psychic to Martin Allen's CV now? Because didn't you lose all scouting information on them when your chief scout moved to Scunthorpe?
Cheeky bastard. He sent him up to do a scout report on him.
Never came back.
And he didn't send anything through as well. Didn't send a scout report through at all.
I read that, yeah.
Didn't really matter because we beat him 4-0. But there you go. Yeah, no, Steve Clark, at the start of the season, I thought West Brom were going to be rubbish underneath him. He's absolutely doing it, but they've got the best home record in the league, I think.
Oh, they're flying. They're absolutely flying.
Stand down, Arsene Wenger, for that coat.
Oh, Arsene.
Just absolute. It was like a puffer jacket, but a trench coat, like a long manager's coat from the 90s as well.
He does love those, doesn't he? He always gets them out of the winter.
Yeah,
he loves those.
Just find the worst big coat you can find.
Jacket, he looked a bit like a cartoon caterpillar, didn't he? I mean, it's quite ridiculous. But to be honest, I'd say more of a stand down was Arsenal at the weekend.
They just didn't turn up.
They just no. It was
absolute rubbish.
Man United cruised in second gear the whole game.
See, United were poor, but the amount of teams.
Couldn't you see when they scored at the end? If there was 5 minutes left, they would have put them under a load of pressure.
Yeah,
I could have seen them getting a 2-2 out of that.
Thing is, the amount of teams you've seen come to Old Trafford down the years and seemingly freeze and bottle it is just thousands. But you don't expect it from
thousands.
Arsenal.
Thousands.
I don't know if thousands is.
I think down the years, different club sides every season. I reckon
hundreds, maybe.
Hundreds, probably not thousands.
Yeah, but as well, a main
hundreds
night,
and thousands, yeah.
As a main night, would you rather have Rooney or Van Persie taking a penalty then?
Now I'd probably go for Van Persie. But Rooney's not a bad penalty taker. He'll score about 70% of them though. He's never going to be.
He missed against Southampton, didn't he?
But he was just being a bit daft then.
The commentary said it was a proverbial mile wide. It wasn't that far wide.
Yeah, I think it wasn't.
It either hit the post or it hit the stanchion and then flew off.
Hit the stanchion, yeah.
And I think he was thinking it had like gone miles wide. He was like, wasn't that far wide.
Yeah.
Decent hit.
Wasn't a terrible penalty. No. You've seen worse be saved before.
Yeah.
So.
It was a really good penalty in one of the cup games as well. I'm not sure who it was. They beat, I can find out, we've got the fixtures there.
These are the fixtures from last night.
They were 1-0 up, and they needed this goal to sort of cement the victory, and he just passed it. Absolutely done the keeper like an absolute kipper.
Which moves on to my stand down performance of the week, and that is Tottenham Hotspur.
Tottenham Hotspur.
What about stand out for Wigan? Yeah.
I mean, I'm talking about the losing to Norwich in the League Cup after a shocking penalty. Talking penalties from Glenn Dempsey in the 90th minute. Watched the game. It was one-way traffic, to be fair. But again, I mean, AVB bringing on a defensive midfielder. Well, Yang Vertonghen is a defensive midfielder. We're 20 minutes to go, 1-0 up against
Norwich.
He's
a popular lad, isn't he, at the moment, AVB?
Oh, it's just, he did, apparently.
They got a couple of good results, and it was like, oh, yeah, he's going to be right.
At the end of the day, he's still sick in the league.
But, no, don't be ridiculous. No, but it's again, and yeah, to lose 1-0 at home to Wigan, you don't know which Wigan's going to turn up. To be fair, sometimes you get
it's the Wigan that are at home and the Wigan that are away.
If the rugby team turns up, you're going to get battered.
Absolutely, but the Wigan that can lose 9-1, or the Wigan that
they beat you a couple of years ago as well. So a bit of a bogey team for yourself, I'd say.
Apart from the 9-1 in a couple of years,
of course. But that was a different Wigan, wasn't it?
Different Wigan
there's
turn up.
Numerous Wigans.
You never know which Wigan's going to turn up. That's the thing. You just don't know.
I like you, Chopper. It's a very fair point. Half the time they turn up, the quality. Half the time they're not.
Charlton last night. Did you see that game?
Oh, we're going to talk about that in a minute.
2-0 up.
That cost me £70. So let's not.
That result. What did you have? Draw.
I needed Cardiff to win.
I didn't think Cardiff were going to win that. I watched the Bolton.
Still 2-0 up, man.
I watched the Bolton Cardiff game on Saturday evening.
You scored 4 goals away. You're going to want to win.
David Ngog is still alive. He came on. They were doing nothing. He came on. Dived. Scored, dived for a penalty, got the penalty, and then got himself sent off and had a goal disallowed.
In about 15 minutes.
Yeah, and the goal should have been allowed.
Yeah,
well.
It was, correct.
But yeah, so it was 2-0 last night, I think, and then 2-2 just for half time, 5-2 after about 60, 70 minutes, and then two
five,
goals.
Four.
What is in the water in English football at the moment? So we had the great week of League Cup football last week.
I like it, though. But if we're going standout, what's your standout?
My standout performance of the week. Well, I've got a stand down performance first, which is the officials last night from the City Ajax game.
In Seoul.
Which was a clusterfuck of penalty decisions gone wrong and
offside
goals. Yeah, which I can understand Mancini being furious at that, to be honest. I was dancing around the kitchen when Ajax scored their second. But I still thought City would come back and win. And I do think they were a bit robbed.
Ridiculous goal from Torre, wasn't it?
That Chester's volley was
before he chested it, and before you knew it, it was in the back of the net. And it was within less than a split second. It's unbelievable. And absolutely fantastic. I mean, it was Barry Balotelli was brilliant when he came on as well. Just, you know what I mean? It was a pen. There was a pen in there when Touré got hacked in the first half after about 10 minutes.
Early doors.
They should have had the two penalties, yeah. But, I mean, in terms of another stand-down performance, it would be the AC Milan fans, who last night they played Malaga in the Champions League, fairly big game.
They were 1-0 down from
the lost,
game, wasn't
yeah, I mean, they so ended drew up 1-0. Clawing back to 1-0 draw, but 20,000 turned up in the San Siro. Can you imagine only 20,000 United or Arsenal, Chelsea or City fans turning up for a Champions League game?
Anyone else?
Yeah.
Depends which Wigan turn up.
Well, it depends which Wigan turn up, obviously, but standout performance, seeing as Sean Miller isn't here to give us an update, has got to be the one and only Hastings United.
I'd put one man into that, Sean Wright.
Sean Wright.
Stand up, Sean Wright.
Yeah.
Player manager, he scored the equaliser as well. They were 1-0 down. I was looking at him, you're right, they're 1-0 down. That is going to be half him to get back into it. Not only did he score the equaliser, he then masterminded the victory. What an absolute lad.
Legend. And if that wasn't enough, last night they won 3-2 in the league as well.
There you go.
So they're just keeping going. Next round, is it Harrogate away?
Harrogate away. Who are also they're also in the Blue Square North as well, and they are three places above Bishop Stortford.
Yeah.
So it's another winnable game. Just
this is the thing. You can't look at it and say, yeah, it is winnable. But I was gutted for them not to get.
First time in their history in 118 years that they've ever been in the second round of the FA Cup.
Yeah.
I mean, massive.
I mean, it's brilliant as well, because I think first round, a small club like Hastings would want the glamour tie of maybe a Sheffield United at home or a Portsmouth at home. Gillingham, of course.
Yeah.
But in the second round, when you are only one round away from the Premier League, you want another non-league team. So
Harrogate will be absolutely ecstatic. And they're one game away from the third round. They're playing a team lower than them in the pyramid, and they're at home.
Because it's not Harrogate Railway, is it? There's the two Harrogate sites. I think it's Harrogate Town and Harrogate Railway. Because Harrogate Railway have been in the third round before, but not Harrogate Town.
And the other notable thing from that draw is that there is the potential for MK Dons to AFC Wimbledon.
No.
Which I think will happen, because I think both clubs will win that. AFC Wimbledon are at home to York, MK Dons are at home to Cambridge City.
Yeah. Last season?
No, it was two seasons ago. AFC then lost to FC Manchester.
FC United beat Rochdale to get through.
Oh, yeah, on Friday night.
But
why do I remember that they played that on a Friday night? Yeah. Anyway, everyone was going mad on Twitter. Most AFC Wimbledon fans wouldn't actually like to play that.
No.
And they don't want to acknowledge
the existence.
They
want nothing to do with it, yeah.
So they wouldn't like it to be on TV. They just wouldn't like it.
Probably turn a bit ugly as well, wouldn't it?
I don't think it would.
Yeah, I don't think there's particular malice, certainly from the MK Dons fans.
Yeah, because they're not going to have any malice. They don't. They're inbred, and
one thing it could be good for, and I know MK Dons aren't a particularly popular club, but at least for a bit of bridge building between the two, because MK Dons have now been around for what, 10 years.
I think the bridge should be done. just annoys me so much.
By the way, sorry, if you're wondering who that slightly strange voice is that you wouldn't quite recognise, it's John Day, by the way.
Sunday, Monday, Johnny Day.
John Day.
What is your stand-up performance of the week?
Wigan. Yeah. Unbelievable. To go to our lane and get a win. Didn't see that coming at all.
Only about 6 or 7 teams do that a season, don't they? So it's quite impressive.
Thousands. Lee Mitchell, friend of the show, scored the opening goal last night for Newport County.
Oh, good lad.
Who are absolutely flying in the conference.
5-2 they win last night, 6-2 I think.
6-2 against Cambridge.
It's interesting. I mean, for Welsh football in England at the moment, it looks like you could get Cardiff joining Swansea in the Premier League next season, but you could also have both Wrexham and Newport
are top by 4 points, Wrexham in second.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's a strong division because you've got Luton and Grimsby, and Luton shouldn't be in that league, obviously, on paper, and everyone says, oh, they'll get out this season. But so the top four is Newport, Wrexham, Luton, Grimsby.
Yeah. If you can just get Merthyr Tydfil back up there, the Welsh football can dominate once again.
It'd be amazing. Get more in the Premier League.
Yeah. We've got another stand down before.
With Millwall and Leeds.
Yeah. Another stand down.
No, another stand out, and more just because we all know how ridiculously arrogant Cristiano Ronaldo is, don't we? But this is fantastic. He's actually quoted as been saying that if he could, he would vote for himself to win the Ballon d'Or. And, because basically, I am what I am, and I'm delighted. direct quote.
Okay. It doesn't even make sense. No. I am what I am, and I'm delighted.
It sounds like a Pet Shop Boys lyric.
Do you think he's going to win it?
No. He's the favourite. I think he will.
Who is he?
Even though Messi is still, for all intents and purposes, the better player, Ronaldo's had more of a year winning the league.
I think he deserves to win it anyway.
Yeah.
I think so.
It's only fair he maybe wins the second one in this era when we've got two of the best players.
Strachan for Scotland.
There
we
go.
Craig Levine. It's all about Coyle at the moment, isn't it, apparently?
Well, Owen Coyle has been making flirtatious eyes across the table at the SFA. Yeah.
It's a hard one for Coyle because I don't know what sort of job he'll get after leaving Bolton.
Well, supposedly, but he's already turned down two
Championship clubs or League One.
No, it just says two offers from English clubs.
It didn't
specify who or what. It just said Blackpool, he's already turned down two English clubs.
It's a strange one because he's powered quite a good one in terms of, you're looking at it, he did a really, really good job.
Burnley.
But then recently
he started well at Bolton.
Yeah,
he did alright.
He kept him up, didn't he? But I mean,
he sent him down.
He was always on to a winner at Bolton because he wasn't Gary Megson.
Yeah.
So whoever went into that job was going to be on a winner. Yeah. And obviously he was ex-Bolton and blah, blah, blah. But it'd be an interesting one. If you're Scottish, you're going to want Strachan in, aren't you, really?
Well,
I think you'd actually get him playing.
It's quite divided, having read the record quite a lot this week, between Strachan and Walter Smith.
Yeah, but the daily record is very Rangers, isn't it?
No, so the daily record is completely neutral. The Rangers fans think we're Celtic and the Celtic fans think we're Rangers.
I've only heard it from
the everyone else hates everybody else anyway, so it doesn't matter.
I've only heard it from a Celtic point of view. But moving on to that as well, tonight, Celtic at home to Barcelona.
Celtic-Barcelona.
That's the game I'm going to be watching, just for the atmosphere.
It will be
absolutely blinding.
It will be buzzing. I mean, Celtic have got quite a good record against big clubs going to Celtic Park. They beat Barcelona at Celtic Park, they beat Juventus, they beat Milan. I mean, this is a very different proposition to Barcelona 10 years. They did beat Man United, so I hope no one would remember that.
Depends what Barcelona turn up.
It does depend, and it depends which Wigan turn up as well.
I can't believe I'm getting stick for this. I can't believe I'm getting stick. It's an absolutely legitimate
point. It's a bit of a quiet week for football, to be fair. So, if in doubt, we're either going to give you stick about Spurs or talk about Pam's people. So
it's got Champions League week.
How's
it been a quiet week at all?
No.
We've had, like, League Cup, FA Cup, first round. Go on, yeah.
Hear me out. Think about recent weeks when we've had all the racism scandals.
I'm not going to hear you out. All the said a quiet week for football. Football is about games. There's been more games than there probably has been for weeks.
Managers changing clubs, you know.
One of the national teams has
people swapping shirts at half time.
Yeah. Oh. There we go, Andre. That's got to be a stand down performance.
Did he play last night?
Is it a Northern boy? No, he came on 5 minutes ago. He came on. I'm not sure that's a naughty boy. Yeah, this is the whole Twitter banter going off on it. I'm not sure.
I said silly boy.
It's silly boy, isn't it? It's like, we don't know the backstory to it, but
well, one would assume that they're mates and they were saying, let's swap shirts. Van Persie probably took his off just after he got in the tunnel.
Most players do change their shirts at half time for a dry one anyway, so it's just the fact that he did it on camera just before they were in the tunnel.
There you go. But
1-0 down, and it wasn't the cleverest thing, was it? Supposedly he's been axed. Like, he's pretty much, apart from coming on last night,
that's a bit harsh.
I think he'll be given a cold shelter and quietly moved down in January.
Really, I don't think it's that big.
Like, he hasn't been playing.
If you were a fan, though, say it was Leeds versus I don't know who your rival is anymore. Rotherham United.
But supposedly he's been putting in a lot of bad performances.
He's been terrible.
One of the weakest link for Arsenal. Imagine
the Leeds player did that when they were playing United.
Yeah, I'll be annoyed. You just give a fucking kick up the arse and say, do it again. You're off.
But I've also got another naughty boy, and this literally is a naughty boy from the United Arsenal game. Have you seen the video of the 3-year-old chanting numerous things about Robin Van Persie's sex life?
And it's horrible.
He's definitely free.
He's 3 years old. You can hear his dad chanting in the background. He's got an Arsenal shirt on, chanting
scum, scum, scum.
I don't know if you remember a few years ago.
At the gate.
This was afterwards. This was in their home.
Okay. His dad's filmed it and put it on YouTube.
Filmed it. Yeah. If you remember a few years ago, Van Persie was accused and cleared of rape. It's chants about that and also calling him a cunt.
Nice. Just chanted on his own front room.
And that is the first time I think we've literally had a naughty boy
And talking of chants as well, I watched the Liverpool-Newcastle game and the Newcastle fans singing, because we've heard about the alleged rumours about Alan Pardew singing, he shags who he wants, he shags who he wants, Alan Pardew, he shags who he wants. I'd rather think Pardew just went and gave him a little
lad.
I don't think
lad points, and then shagged all of their wives.
Yeah, well, they probably take that off him at the moment. Yeah. Certainly last season they would have done.
Yeah, I've got another naughty girl.
A naughty girl.
The mix. It's quite bizarre, really. This is thanks to Off the Post. Well, I saw it on there, but it was that bizarre. I thought I'd have to bring it up. Even more bizarre, it was a U.S. women's college football match, right?
Sounds good.
Yeah, between Amherst and Colby. Right?
Big clubs.
Yeah. Minute to go. Amherst are 1-0 up, and they've got a throw in.
Hard team to beat, Colby.
Very, very hard team to
beat.
Wedgie
or something like this.
No, so the girl's taking a throw in, and she's throwing the ball in, and she's thrown it at the other girl's face.
Hoping for a wedgie.
Right? She's thrown it at the other, right at the girl's face, and she's sort of going, sorry, the opposition's face. Oh, sorry, sort of put her hands up, didn't mean to do that, sorry. Realised that, got to take the throw in again. Realised that this is obviously quite a decent way of killing a bit of time. So, absolutely straight afterwards again, has got the ball throwing, and this time launched it at the girl's face, smashed her in the face. She's gone down like a sack of shit. Ref come over and gone deliberate foul, red card, you're off.
Have we got a video of this?
Yeah, there is.
Get that on the website.
It is the most bizarre thing to see. She thinks, she just did it once, go, oh, sorry, didn't mean to, sorry. And then 30 seconds later, just launched it straight about her face, go, knocked the girl out.
A slightly different point. Has there ever been a worse idea than mixed race football? No, not mixed race.
What the hell? Mixed. Terry's just arrived.
I've had a long day.
Stapes went to the Jill's games last night and let's say imbibed a few beverages, got home in the early hours this morning, so apologies for his...
I didn't get home, got home.
Sorry.
He kicked over at Nick Griffin's house, didn't he?
Mixed sex football.
No, but we used to play it at primary school.
I played it the other day, it's horrible.
Sounds
good. There'd be loads of shirt pulling.
No, it's just like, how do you tackle? Oh, can you tackle?
Lots of groping.
Stuart Hall quite enjoys it, doesn't he?
Exactly, yeah. The last time I did it before that, I was with Stuart Hall and he broke girls' glasses. And then
what was she doing playing in glasses?
He was marking her and he just took them off her face and snapped them.
Yeah.
Like, you're through on goal, there's a girl in goal. What do you do? Do you just like tap it?
We don't shoot it at her face.
Oh no, it's sure.
Unless you're trying to kill time, it's really effective.
Yeah. Give her the wool.
But yeah, has there been a worse idea?
No, personally, I don't think it works.
That's a shocking idea.
Don't like it, won't happen.
I just don't see it
I wasn't saying it was going to happen on a big scale.
That said, if there was a woman who was good enough and could physically keep up for it, I wouldn't see a problem.
Hello, Mike Hawkson, diplomat.
So, you know... Sorry, girls and tits. There we go.
Speaking of tits...
Jim.
No.
Oh, right, go on.
I thought it was quite funny, but Mancini's not had a good week, has he?
He's not
had a good week. You see what he said about Balotelli's miss? You know, when he missed the sitter against West Ham?
Yeah, no.
He basically said that... A top class player wouldn't have missed. This is football, he said. I think a player like Balotelli, when he has a chance like today, he should score. Because when you're a top player, if you have a chance, you should score this. But I don't think he didn't want to score. So basically trying to say that if a top player would have scored, he didn't not want to score. Don't know, use the double negative, bit pointless. Basically saying, if he was a top player, he would have scored.
But he did say last year that he was one of the best players.
He's a top player, he should have scored, is what he's saying.
No, he's saying a top player would have scored.
Let me see the wording.
Oh, here we go. Welcome to the...
I think a player like Balotelli, when he has a chance like he did today, he should score. Yeah, he's saying he should score. Because when you are a top player...
Yeah.
He says, because when you are a top player, so he's saying that he should score because he's a top player.
No, he's saying if you have you should score, so he's not a top player.
No, he is saying
he's saying
that he's a top player, so he should have scored.
No, it's not.
You've learned to get better.
That's English Italian. You've got to
if you
learn
have
that
a chance,
stuff.
You should score.
I thought they gave a better education at Lancing College.
Sit down and read it again.
Brighton College.
Oh, that's fine then. That's understandable.
It's a good point, but thanks for bringing it. It was completely wrong.
Oh, more than you brought on the table, isn't it?
He's saying that he's a top player, that's why he should have scored.
Well, we do have some people bringing things to the table, and they're our listeners. Firstly, we have quite a tongue-in-cheek, I think, question from Daniel Greenfield.
Okay.
And this is, now that Falcao has ended his streak of 12 consecutive games scoring, he's been on fire, he didn't score in the last Madrid game, do you think he is finished? Will he start working his way down through the divisions gradually, eventually partnering John Parkin up front at Fleetwood?
Yes.
John Parkin's doing quite well at Fleetwood.
Yeah,
so
I think him and Falcao would make quite a nice partnership.
And maybe Collins John as well, when Barnett have chucked him out.
I think we've got to mention Stone Cold Charlie Austin, haven't we?
Oh,
yeah, we do actually, John, don't we? Our resident Leeds fan.
That's 20 goals in 17
it's
games
just,
now.
It's now just ridiculous.
It's a new record for Burnley.
It's a stunner.
There was 20. The last.
Yes. Nice. Resting.
The last geezer to get 20 goals took him 25 games. I can't remember who it was, but he's done it in 8 games less. So it's a club record for Burnley.
The last guy to score how many goals for Burnley?
20 goals.
In a season.
It took him 25 games to score 20 goals. It's taken Charlie Austin 17.
No, it's a long time ago.
It'll be back when they were winning the league.
Andy Payton.
No. Possibly. Let's say it's him. Yes. Yeah. We don't really know.
I don't know where I pulled that name out from, but
Andy Payton.
Big tongue in cheek. Did you hear what Kevin Nolan said about Big Sam and West Ham? He's not going to do himself any favours with the West Ham supporters. He said on Big Sam Allardyce, after working with him for a long time, I firmly believe he belongs in the Premier League, and I'm a bit gutted he hasn't been given the chance with a really top club.
Oh.
Which I found quite.
Well, they are in the Premier League.
So. How to endear yourself to the West Ham fans? Did you see actually? Because Big Sam obviously.
I mean, he's right. But
yeah. Big Sam's obviously a friend of the show.
Yeah.
At one time we shouted at him.
He
walked past him. He actually lives around Canary Wharf, hence why he was here. He was in a restaurant around here recently and left his mobile phone on the table. He went back to get it and got it, but not before some wag who'd got it went through his phone book, texted Karen Brady, telling her that they needed to put a bid in for Frank Lampard right now. Apparently, I read it in one of the papers at the weekend, in one of the jokey columns. Apparently it's dead true. So if Frank Lampard turns up, I think some commission should go to whoever the waiter was, probably at Cafe Rouge.
You said some wag, didn't you?
He's a wag. Not as in the wife
not
and girlfriend.
Not as in, oh, mate, you are not on the ball today, so are you.
You're a wag, you are. Have you never heard that phrase, a wag for a joker?
No.
No, well, you've heard it now. Right, a wag, it means a joker, and some joker did it.
it might
have been
one
a
of
wag.
The players' wives was like, at the same time, Sam
Cheryl Cole was in there, so right in. This will be funny, Pet.
Makes sense.
Yeah,
how do they know the PIN code to get into the phone?
Well, maybe he didn't have one. I don't have a PIN code on my phone. I trust people.
Well,
I reckon
Big Sam should have.
Sam Allardyce has got like a Nokia 3200 or something.
He had to close down Sam's game of Snake, so he wasn't very happy about that. But otherwise, sorry. We also, and I think you know a bit about this, Jim, a listener who is asking for help, Chris, or Edster42 as he's known on Twitter.
That's the one.
Basically, he wants a Football League team to support.
MK Dons.
He's from Australia.
Jeez.
Yeah, he's from Australia. Presumably, he's disillusioned with the Premier League.
Leeds.
Any suggestions outside of the clubs that are supported around this episode? No Leeds, no Gillingham.
Brighton.
FFDU have already tried to.
Already said Gillingham.
Yeah. Hopefully. So he might be a Gillingham fan already.
Hopefully, he'll know better. But anybody that we can say, he should. I'm going to pitch out there, Crew Alexandra.
Brighton, they're undefeated in the last 24 hours.
We need to go League 1, League 2, possibly even non-league.
Possibly even non-league.
He wanted a league team, I think. He wanted a Football League team.
Okay, now let's go League 2.
League 2.
Let's pick him a League 2 team.
League 2. Port Vale. Doing well. Glamorous surroundings.
Just to piss off the people that said be a Jules fan, be the team in second. I quite like that. We need to find out a bit about Chris. Chris, if you listen today, tweet us a little bit about yourself. Where you live?
What's your name? Where do you come from?
Yeah, like the blind date.
Are you horribly disillusioned with life?
What's
in
your favourite colours? That would help. Yeah. Favourite colour. Tell us your middle name, and we'll pick a team based on something to do with
it. Do you like Fleetwood Mac?
Sexual preference.
Favourite number.
Have you ever been to New York?
Fleetwood Mac touring again.
That's just rumours.
Not just rumours.
Oh dear. Do you like the Wombles?
Exactly,
I mean, there's all these sort of questions that you should answer. Is the sky blue?
Commentary hard in League 2.
There's bound to be someone.
It might be soon.
Yeah.
Do you bank with Cheltenham and Gloucester? I mean, there's all these questions. When you go for a shit, do you call it a Burton? We'll have to find out. Have you never heard that phrase? Bloody hell, Dan. You don't know many common phrases, do you?
You're absolute wag.
Dear me. Have we got any more for any more? Because I know we're having quite a quick fire show this week, mainly because we're all a bit jaded.
I've got some iTunes reviews.
Oh!
We've got three reviews.
Well, I saw there was some controversy on Twitter about an iTunes review.
Well, no, this was, you weren't here last week.
I wasn't here last week.
Basically, do you remember this guy who you pronounce his name as Ross Shale?
Rochette.
And his name's probably just Ross Shale.
Yeah.
He gave us a lovely review and then it's changed to just a full stop.
Just a full stop.
Yeah. So, and he doesn't know how. He said, he told us on Twitter, I don't know how that happened.
I think that's a good way of ending any show, just a full stop.
But the main thing is he's got 5 stars on this deal. Right, so the first one is from Miguelez. Lovely banter, 5 stars. Love the banter so much. A delightful podcast. Learn to review better.
Delightful. When have we ever been called delightful?
That's a really nice, really nice review. I like that. Learn to review
positive
better.
Positive feedback.
The next one. This is a good type. Sensational. 5 stars.
Sensational.
Hammy 1 2 3. A great
Richard
podcast.
Hammond.
Yeah, probably.
I thought it was Tammy.
A great podcast for a cracking concoction of chatty cockneys and witty northerners.
Well,
which, he has put S in apostrophe.
So, yeah.
But listen, whenever my football-hating girlfriend allows me to, so keep them coming, lads. P.S. What's with the full stop, guys? That's some kind of grammatical protest against Jim Staples.
I like that. I've always get abuse on these reviews. It's about time you got a bit.
I think we need to try and convert his girlfriend.
To what?
Well, to either listening to the show or just to us instead of him. Sorry, no, that'd be too cruel.
Yeah, but I think we'll leave Hammy. He's given us 5 stars, so
yeah.
We'll leave
him. All right, sorry, Hammy.
The last one, Ellie Fish. Worth a listen. Not as gleaming as sensational.
No.
Worth a listen, but a very funny and sort of informative podcast.
Yeah.
In brackets. That covers all the leagues and finds all the weird and wonderful things that happen around the world. The blokes involved are very funny, but do know what they're talking about. He doesn't listen that often.
Yeah, he doesn't listen very close.
Definitely worth a listen for any football fan. So that was Ellie Fish.
That is fantastic. Right.
Well, as always, we will always give you a mention. Miguelez, Hammy 1 2 3, and Eddie Fish.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Good luck. Thanks, we appreciate that. So,
over the pond.
Over the pond.
Over the
go
pond.
On. Oh, well, over 2 ponds, really.
Oh, yeah, a very big pond. depending which way you go, which I found out the other week.
Come on, Hastings. Sorry, I'm still excited about Hastings.
Melbourne Heart.
Melbourne Heart.
Melbourne Heart. Not for Melbourne Heart, I'm afraid.
Oh.
There was.
So they lost to the team that we were going to support instead of Melbourne Heart.
Yeah.
What was the score?
2-1. It was very kindly on the internet. Sorry, should I say?
Internet.
Yeah. Well, Friday morning, managed to stream it Friday morning and managed to catch the second half when I came in from work. By which point, Heart were already 2-0 down. I didn't obviously see the first half. The second half could only have been 10 times better. It was all Heart. It was a great goal by Tadic, back post volley. It was a ridiculously open game. There was not a lot of discipline really from both sides. It just became so open. But Sean's mate, who is travelling around Australia at the moment, Jake Bull.
Didn't they say there was crowd trouble?
He was at the game. He was actually at the game. Tweeted or messaged Sean after the game, and he actually found apparently there were some really ugly scenes between the Melbourne Heart fans. Well, the four Melbourne Heart fans were there. Yeah, apparently so. And the Sydney fans. Yeah, apparently it got all a bit nasty. But. Yeah, not another bad result for Heart, and I think it's just slipping. Well,
heads are going to roll.
Talking of ugly scenes, well, Michael Appleton apparently, the Blackpool boss,
yeah,
going in there if they can sort a conversation with Portsmouth.
I believe Portsmouth want 2 packets crisps, don't they?
He's a strange looking man, isn't he?
He is. Yeah. Well, he's a former United player.
Speaking of that, has Lionel Richie really? Like, is he bankrupt? What's he doing?
Lionel Richie, what does this have to do with anything?
The Walker's Crest and Gary Lineker advert.
Okay, what has it got to do with anything?
Gary Lineker, Walker's, yeah. Leicester City, football.
That is the most tenuous link to a story we've ever had.
Never got booked
on this show.
Never got booked.
How did you start talking about Lionel Richie in the first place?
Just started thinking about Lionel Richie.
Fair play.
Yeah, we
48
all do
goals for England, Gary Lineker.
Lionel Richie scored 48 goals for England. Bloody hell.
Just goes to football.
He's good on match of the day, though, isn't he?
Yeah.
Lionel Richie.
Yeah. I like it when he puts out an answer in these blokes. He's got a good voice.
Dear,
anyway, Melbourne Heart, turn it around. Please don't make
us regret.
Who's
the next game? Do we know?
I can't remember. First time I've actually been unprepared. I had my little match report because I watched the game and everything and I forgot to see
that. Dear, oh dear. Learn to plan better.
Yeah.
You work.
Well, I think before we all fall asleep and start talking about Lionel Richie, that's about it for this week. So you know the normal drill. Where do you email us? Nobody? Fine. Banter at footballpodcast.co.uk. Where do you Facebook us? www.facebook.com/podcast. I'm merging things.
We've invented a new interweb.
Okay, we've got one here. Where do we send complaints to? at James Staples this week.
You can do at James Staples if you want. It's not my Twitter ID.
Poor Gainsborough might get a load of abuse for no reason.
Let's abuse the stranger.
Some guy sitting in Wigan is just going to get loads of stuff from where are we? No one really complains to us, do they?
No.
We get nice reviews. We don't get complaints.
And we appreciate it. But if you do complain, send it to at Simon Head.
And also, if you complain, we'll probably talk about you more than if you just send us a review.
Oh, it'll become an hour-long orgy of hatred.
And also, most of our catchphrases come from the from people mugging us off on Twitter as well, don't they?
Yeah,
pretty much.
Yeah.
Where can you follow us on Twitter? Nobody.
Belgium.
Belgium.
Where are we
going to get that mentioned in there? At Football Podcast. And you can, of course, visit us at www.footballpodcast.co.uk. There we go, finally.
Yeah, a little bit like a really shit Blue Peter there for me.
It was a really shit Blue Peter for a really shit show. Yeah.
Talking of which, just before we go, do you remember, what's the old Blue Peter girl who now does the ghost walk things?
John Leslie.
No. She does. She's
Pat the dog.
No.
Tim Vincent. Connie.
She's a girl, she's a woman.
Connie Hawk. Connie Hook. No, not she was Katie, what's she called?
Salmon. Kate Salmon. We'll stop this now. I'm going to carry on.